You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is September 2nd. Thank you guys for being here on this Tuesday morning. Hopefully a lot of you got Labor Day off, had a nice three-day weekend. We certainly did, but we are back and ready to go this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling great, very energized. Had a chance to kind of check out a couple spots here over the holiday in Vegas. And we connected with an old friend who actually lives in Vegas now. Didn't realize that. And aside from that, I will share with you ladies that I caught up. I haven't finished all of it, but I'm at season two, halfway done with the summer. I Turn Pretty.
Hey, nice. You finally jumped on board.
Team Jeremiah. Sorry, ladies. Team Jeremiah
snap.
All day.
Ew.
Ew. Maybe I haven't seen enough, but so far, man.
I heard all I need to hear here.
The show is over.
Even the girl that was Team Jeremiah is no longer Team Jeremiah.
No, I am not on Team Jeremiah anymore, but I get where you are in the season. Like you said, season two, midway.
Yep.
I was totally Team Jeremiah then. And then season three happened. I'm still Team Jeremiah. And then right now, I'm Team Nobody. I don't like Conrad. I don't like Jeremiah. And I really don't like Belly.
I don't like Belly either, but I am still Team Conrad, loyal to Team Conrad. And I think most of America is Team Conrad. Mm-hmm. If you see just, even businesses jumping on board that are like, okay, this is the drink we would make for Conrad. And it's some beautiful like coffee drink. This is what we'd make for Jeremiah. They spill black coffee all over the counter. They're like, here's Jeremiah.
Or it's
drink,
like a picture of a toilet.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Or toilet water or something like that. So yeah. But yeah, and I, you know what? It'll be interesting to see where you go from here on out.
Yeah,
you know?
Obviously I haven't seen enough, but so far, man, this Jeremiah kid, I'm sorry, the what's his name? Conrad. He's giving me a headache. He's really stressing me out. He really is.
Yeah.
So anyway, how was yours? How was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. I got out of town. We were in San Diego for the weekend. My daughter, we moved her out back to school for the year. And so it was a bittersweet thing. We had a really nice trip with the girls and my husband, but always hard to leave her there. But it was really nice. And Steph, I know you were also in San Diego. We didn't see each other. Not like we don't see enough of each other here. but I know that you got to make it back, and I saw the pictures with you and your parents on Instagram, and it honestly brought a tear to my eye. It was so nice to see you catch up with them. I know it's been a long time coming.
It has. Yeah, my parents are separated, but they're still really good friends. And this is the funny part. I went to San Diego to strictly visit my dad and be with my dad's side of the family after his heart surgery. And it was cool. He's great. He's healthy. I didn't tell my mom because my mom doesn't live in San Diego, but she visits often because my brother lives there. So my mom texted me Sunday morning. She just wanted to catch up. She goes, "Hey, honey, how are you? How's everything?" I'm like, "I'm good. Actually, I'm in San Diego visiting dad. It was a last minute trip. I drove down by myself. James is still back in Vegas." She said, "No way. I'm coming to San Diego too."
Aww.
So it was all just a coincidence. So I'm like, yeah, I'm hanging out with dad. So me, my mom, and my dad, we haven't been alone. Like, we've been in the same house with other people and other friends and family. But us three alone, I think since I was like 12 or 13.
Oh. That's amazing.
It was awesome. So we did videos and we always joke around. I'm like, "So are you guys going to get back together?" And they're like, "Oh, you're so funny. We'll always love each other unconditionally forever."
Aww,
little family
sweet.
Get together.
Yeah, so it was good. And I'm glad to be back and just situated back in my own bed.
Yeah. How was the drive for you?
Oh, there my and back. God. So I drove by myself. The drive on Saturday on the way to San Diego was horrible. I thought I was going to be like getting away from Labor Day traffic because people usually leave on Friday. But the traffic in Murrieta and the Riverside area, it gained an hour of traffic.
Oh, man.
So I was so over it Saturday. But I left yesterday morning at like 6 a.m. There were a ton of cops out. Did you know?
There were so many cops on the road back to Vegas yesterday. So many. My husband, he lives in 1999 and he has a radar detector on our car, and that thing was going off all trip long, but it saved him several times because there were like, it'd go and we're like trying to find out, you know, where this was, and there was like a cop hidden on the side of a bridge or something. Like, we would have never seen it.
I think I saw like 7 cop cars from when I left San Diego up to Vegas, and then I get the little Google Maps notification that says, is a police car still there? And I'm like, yes. And I love playing that little game on the Google Maps. Yes, it's still there. No, it's not.
I do the same thing. Yeah. Are those radar detectors, Mercedes, are they more accurate, even though from 1999, as you say, are they more accurate than actually just using your regular GPS?
Yeah, you can pick up the signal like miles away. So you know ahead of time before we get any sort of Waze or Google Maps notification. Like, we're like right up on it when it's on Waze. It's like, you know, police reported ahead. And it's like, yeah, we knew that like 2 minutes ago.
Wow. Sweetheart. Learning something every day.
Yeah, so, I mean, the technology has gotten really good. I say 1999, but it's like, you know, it's current technology. So, yeah, that definitely saved us a couple of times. But the traffic going to California was 10 times worse, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you see them, like, when you're coming to Vegas, like, the hours worth of backup traffic.
It was rough, but we are so excited to be back. A lot to get to this morning, including your passes to the happiest place on earth. We've got your Disneyland passes coming up this morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Don't go anywhere for that. But right now, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Do you want to hear Where My Girl Is At by 702? Or do you want to hear Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi? Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's two stone Nintendo. I wish that I could make her see. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So, did you guys watch any of the U.S. Open this weekend?
Not so much, but I definitely heard about this story that's coming up, for sure.
So, I'm watching this clip, and I just can't stop replaying it. Picture this. Kamil Marchek, he just finished a tough match. The crowd is going crazy. People are on their feet. And he walks over to the stands, and you see this little boy leaning over. His eyes are just like so wide, so excited, hands out. And there is conversation going on. You obviously can't tell just because, you know, they're obviously so far away. But Kamil is about to give him his hat. And this is the kind of thing that a kid is going to remember forever. And then out of nowhere, this man leans in, perfect spot, right next to the kid, grabs the hat, doesn't even hesitate, doesn't even look around. The kid's like, hey, that was for me. And he takes it, sticks it in his wife's bag, and just ignores the kid. And you can kind of hear the crowd gasp, like, did he really just do that? And it was some Polish CEO, Piotr Szczesek. And within hours, he went viral. And people were not happy. The internet kind of lost his mind. Well, he's since apologized. He said it was all a misunderstanding, that he thought the hat was being handed to him or maybe to his sons who were nearby. And he did call it a mistake, even said it was a painful lesson in humility, but the tennis player didn't even notice because he was just so exhausted after the match. Once he found out what happened, he made right. He met up with the boy the next day, gave him a bunch of stuff to make it right. But here's my question. Do you think this was just a misunderstanding in the chaos of the moment? Or do you think it was a grown adult like shamelessly stealing from a kid right in front of the world?
Yeah, I definitely think the CEO needs to take some lessons in tact, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it was a very, very quick situation. A lot of things are going on, a lot of commotion. So I can see why he grabbed the hat. You know what I mean? If someone's like handing an autographed hat from your star tennis, you know, a tennis player you follow, I don't necessarily know if he's realizing or cognizant of everything that's going on around him.
But once the kid says, hey, that was for me, it's like he just totally ignored him. Like, my game rule is if there's a kid's there, a ball, a puck, a hat, whatever from a player, that it should go to the kid. Period. That's the way it should be. Yes, would I like it? I'd love it. But if there's a kid sitting next to me, I'm going to give it to them. Now, there would be one exception to that rule, and that would be as if it's a milestone ball, like Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, or, you know, Shohei Ohtani's first home run as a Dodger. If I catch that and that could be worth something to help my family, then we're probably going to hang on to that one. But if it's just a random ball, like, give it to the kid. Random puck, give it to the kid. It should always go to the kid.
Bring it back real quick. You said milestone what? Milestone
ball?
Okay, milestone ball. So let's say in this situation, let's say that ball was, you couldn't tell who is handed to. In that situation, would you have grabbed it?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, in that situation, the ball you're referring to, let's say Derek Jeter's milestone ball.
Well, that would, like, you know, I'm referring to, like, a ball that's hit and it goes into the stands and you catch it.
Okay, let's say two people catch at the same time, you and the kid. Are you going to grab it? Are you going to... You're going to power your way and you're going to really, do you know what I mean? You're really going to fight your way to grab the ball.
Well, I mean, it's hard for two people to catch it at the same time, but I'm going to go for it. Yeah. I'm not going to plow a kid over to get it though.
In this situation, it's a gray area. And again, he could have used more tact in this situation, but it's a gray area. Not to mention, I don't know necessarily if he even heard the kid. It's so
loud.
He
looked right at him. If you looked at the thing, he literally looked right at him, and then he took it, and then he put it in the bag to get away from the kid, you know?
Mercedes, was he looking right at him? Was he looking behind him? Was he looking at the player? But you see what I'm saying?
See the video, Steph? Did you see when he was looking right at him?
Well, first of all, I didn't see the video until like seconds before you started, and I said, okay, maybe this is a misunderstanding. Maybe, you know, he didn't see the kid. I'm trying to, you know, defend the guy, the CEO. I'm watching the video, and the kid is literally right next to him. The kid's arm goes right in front to grab the hat, and you can see the CEO snatch the hat and turn away from the kid really quickly. In that body language, you can see it wasn't like I got a hat. Let me put it in my wife's bag. It's like, nope, got it.
And he should be ashamed of himself.
Yes, he should be. That is messed up. That's a kid that he wanted. That's a cat. Like, that is going to be a memory as a kid forever. He's probably just going to go and sell it or put it in his office and it's going to collect dust.
Well, at the end of the day, the kid ended up winning out, got to beat the player. He went on a wild goose chase to find this kid on social media, which was really cool. But yeah, it was super sad to see that kid's look on his face. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, September 2nd. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here. So happy to have you. We had a little bit of a long weekend for the Labor Day weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good. Had a chance to just check out a couple spots, some bars and whatnot, and reconnect with an old friend that lives here now in Vegas. And good times. And I caught up with the show is killing me now. Now I forgot. The Summer I Turned Pretty. So yeah.
Yeah, we addressed that earlier and found out that you are Team Jeremiah on that one. So mm-hmm. It's so cool. Well, I was in San Diego this weekend, and so we moved back my daughter, and it was really kind of a bittersweet time sending her back to school. It was a big milestone, lots of emotions, but the real drama this weekend, I think, had to have been the hotel room. Like, oh my gosh, we thought, okay, this will be easy. We're just going to stay together. It's going to be fun. It's going to be family bonding. And I have to say, it was probably the worst idea we have ever, ever had.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, it's one room. It's four people. It's two beds. It's pure chaos. You know, my husband, God bless him, he was snoring. The girls were just like, they were so upset because he kept snoring and they kept like tossing. And then Brooklyn and Sophie are fighting over the bed, who gets the good side. And I'm laying there like wide awake thinking, do hotels rent out like closets where I could just like sleep in a closet? I don't need a whole room. I just need a closet, because at this point I would take it. And then the sink started gurgling in our room. Like, it was just a whole mess. And I was thinking about it. Like, what do families do when you travel? Do you get more than one hotel room? Because this one room for four grown adults is not working. It's just, man, it was so brutal. So when I got home last night, I was so tired. I fell asleep so early because I didn't get any sleep this weekend.
I'm so sorry. Let me ask you, is this the first time the family has shared one room?
No,
two beds?
We've done it before, but it's different sharing a room with two little kids. Mm-hmm. But now they're teenagers, so it's different. It's like, I feel like they're grown up. When they're little kids, it doesn't seem as bad to me. But what do you guys do when you go on vacation, your family goes on a vacation? Do you all pile into one room or do you get separate ones? Because for us, one room is not a vacation. It is a nightmare. 702-364-9400. And when was family time like too much family time?
So my parents are divorced, but I remember when I was a young kid, we went on a trip to London, and all I remember, Mercedes, is that constant bickering, constant arguing, which was probably why the divorce, I mean, it was probably led up to the divorce. But I remember them just arguing about, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, what's healthy, what's not healthy. All I remember as far as like things that we saw was Trafalgar Square. Besides that, it was just bickering and arguing. And, you know, my parents, when they start arguing Chinese, I know it's over.
That's the sign for sure. Yeah, it's like, I think that there's something about being in one room for so long, because it's not like a house where you could go to different areas of the house or anything like that. But man, it gets brutal. Family time's supposed to be great. We're getting some texts here. It says, never again. We always get two rooms whenever our family travels. It's impossible to have four adults in one room. Plus, the snoring brings it to a whole new level. Yeah, my husband's usually not a snorer. So I was kind of surprised. Like, what is going on? Is he putting on a show for the girls? Like, what is happening here, you know?
Do you have earplugs? Have you ever thought about maybe that? Or is that hard? Is that like inconvenient to sleep with?
Well, I prefer not to sleep with the earplugs, and I prefer them to not snore. But I guess that's a possibility. I guess we could all invest in some good earplugs.
Just
maybe
a
that'll
thought.
Work. Yeah.
Just a thought.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your Disneyland tickets on the way. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll qualify for that grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, and four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Be listening for that. We also have an early edition of Heads Up coming up in just a few minutes. Four-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Festival. It's coming back, and we've got your tickets on the way in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to get to what's trending. Lady Gaga fans, mark your calendar. She has a new song coming out, and it is all linked to the new season of Wednesday. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. She is about to make spooky season her season. She just announced her new single, The Dead Dance, will drop tomorrow. Perfect timing. That is the same day that Wednesday season 2 rolls out its next batch of episodes on Netflix. She revealed it at a Wednesday graveyard gala in New York with Jenna Ortega by her side. She told the crowd she loved being part of the show and working with Tim Burton, and Jenna was so incredible. So we haven't actually seen Gaga in the show yet. I don't know if you guys have watched Wednesday this season, but all signs point to her debut in these upcoming episodes. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, haven't seen this season. Saw the first season, saw a couple of them. What a shoo-in, huh? Like, Lady Gaga, is she not perfect for this show?
I think she's going to do a great job. I'm just hoping for a Gaga Burton dance scene that tops that Bloody Mary TikTok dancing that we had a couple of years ago. Okay. So it should be pretty good. Also, as if that wasn't enough, she's officially performing at the VMAs. MTV dropped that news with a tweet screaming, "Mother Monster herself is performing." This is her first VMAs performance since 2020. So super excited about that. The VMA lineup is stacked. You've got Gaga, Doja Cat, Post Malone, Mariah Carey, Sabrina Carpenter, LL Cool J is hosting, and that all goes live on September 7th from New York.
I'm just backing up what you just said. I can't, and correct me if I'm wrong, I can't remember a VMAs that had such an incredible lineup. Just to back what you're saying, all these legendary artists, not to mention, I love the fact that they're also sprinkling in like Sabrina Carpenter and like Somber. So it's like you have the legends and you also have the new artists. It's going to be hard not to want to watch this.
Yeah, it should be good. It's happening again September 7th, and that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Let's do this. Let's give away some tickets this morning. Who wants to play Heads Up? We've got your 4-pack of single-day tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. It's happening at the M Resort September 17th through the 19th, and we want to send you right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and when you do that, you are going to enjoy some food and entertainment. It's going to be amazing. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. April, you are caller 20.
Woo! Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get you some passes for the San Gennaro Feast. We've got 4 categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Bananarama, Ring-a-Ding, Orchestra Pit, or Breaking News?
Bananarama.
Okay, to celebrate National Banana Lovers Week, these are all foods that have bananas in them, okay?
Foods
that would have bananas in them. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. April, Heads Up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
This has 3 scoops of ice cream in it. It's
banana sundae.
It's got the
banana split.
Yes, yes. This is you might put a banana, some strawberries, so, and mix it all up and drink it.
A smoothie.
Yes. This is you would flip these and put maple syrup on them.
Pancakes.
Yes. This is chocolate, vanilla, tapioca.
Pudding.
Yes, this is you would bake it and it smells delicious.
Bread?
What kind of bread? Obviously,
banana bread?
Yes, yes. This is the little ones eat this. It comes in a jar and you feed it to them. Gerber.
Baby food.
Yes.
Easy.
April is up and she is ready to go this morning. Not a lot of people would just smash Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour like you just did, April, but you got it and you're going to the San Gennaro Feast. We've got 4 passes for you to enjoy that at the M Resort. That is starting on September 17th through the 19th. So you are all set and ready to go. And hey, the winning continues all morning long, 7:30. We have your tickets to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are back from the long Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you guys had a good one. We've got a lot coming up on the show today, including those tickets to Disneyland in just a few minutes. So do you guys remember last week I was telling you about the house in my neighborhood where the Amazon packages were piling up? It was a mystery in my neighborhood, and I was getting worried. Like, they just kept getting higher and higher. Remember?
Absolutely.
Well, so, yeah. I have an update for you guys.
Mm.
Now, every time I drove by this house, I got a little more stressed out. Like, I didn't know if I was watching some true crime podcast at start here, or if they just went crazy on Prime Day. I couldn't figure it out. So we talked about it on the show. Everyone was like, you should go by. You should check on your neighbors. I don't really know these neighbors. So last week after the show, I went home and I told Matt we should go over there, but I didn't want to go alone. So I asked him if he would go with me. So we get to their door and I chicken out. I go, I'm going to go back to the car. But I could still hear him. Like, I was scared because they have a Ring doorbell. So I know this is all being recorded. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go stand over here. So Matt hits the doorbell and he goes to check on them and he rings it. And nothing. He starts knocking. Nothing. And then they come on and they go, yes, hello. And I was like, oh my gosh. My eyes got huge. Matt goes, hey, are you guys okay in there? And the lady's like, yes, we're fine. And then my husband, God love this man. He is so funny. He does not let it go. He goes, are you sure? And the lady's like, yes. He goes, because if someone's holding you hostage, the secret phrase is, we don't want Girl Scout cookies.
He did not say all that.
The whole thing? I died.
God love this man.
He goes, if someone is holding you hostage, the secret phrase is, we don't need Girl Scout cookies. And at that point, I am trying not to laugh, but then I'm also slightly concerned. And the lady comes on and she starts laughing. She goes, oh my gosh. She's like, why are you asking? And he goes, you have so many Amazon packages here. So basically, she says that they've been working late and I guess coming in through their garage and didn't even see the packages because it's been dark when they come home. And it was the most wholesome Hallmark ending ever. She thanked us. She asked if she could get our number. She said that if she can ever return the favor to us, she'll watch our house if we're ever like busy or need anything. Like, it was so nice. But the thing that got me, and I still can't stop laughing about, is his secret phrase. Like, do you guys have that with anyone where you have a secret phrase thing? Could you imagine? Sorry, we don't need any Girl Scout cookies. Then we would know she was being held hostage.
Absolutely. You would know definitely something is problematic. Thank God everything's okay. I can breathe now.
Yeah, everything is fine. Has that ever happened to you where you had like a secret phrase? And also, like, were we just being busybodies or were we actually good neighbors? I felt like that was a good neighbor thing to do. But then again, the lady's probably like, gosh, give me a couple of days to pick up my packages. Like, I'm not being held hostage. It's 702-364-9400.
You know, I shared this last week. I still think y'all are being busybodies, but with good intention. Obviously, you had good hearts. You had their, you know, you're putting your best foot forward. But I still think it was kind of a little busybody-ish because inside I was thinking, man, these two are probably nurses. Because this same situation happened back in Seattle where a stack of packages just kept on piling up. And I found out later that they were nurses. They just didn't have time to pay attention. So, but you know,
so I should have kept my nose out of it. I was being too invasive, you think?
It's one of those tough situations. Maybe give it a few more days. But
it had been like a week, dude. It was like a long time. I don't know. Maybe I was being a busybody. We're getting some texts here as far as safe words go. My safe phrase would be, I don't want tacos tonight. If I ever say that, something is seriously wrong. This one says, Mercedes, that's not being a busybody. That's called being a neighborhood hero. Porch FBI. I love it. This one says, good neighbor, 100%. My neighbor once noticed my garage door open all night and came over at 2 a.m. to close it. Saved me big time. Oh man, but you have to jump over that sensor too.
Yeah.
You don't want to get locked in the garage, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about a word just like you said, I love tacos, right? sneak. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, not me. That was a text that came in.
Oh, text. Okay. My word would be sneakers. Just sneakers. Just something entirely like out of left field sneakers. That is my word if, you know, if something's awry.
Just just plain sneakers?
Exactly. Kind of like you ever see 40-Year-Old Virgin? Kelly Clarkson. A sneaker, something totally random.
Well, you talk about sneakers a lot, so then I guess we should be concerned a lot, huh?
Well,
if you're saying sneakers all the time, like there's always something going on.
That's true, but if it's in a situation where, you know, most of these people, they don't know me. So if it's in a situation where someone's in trouble, if I'm in trouble, they're not going to know that. So
yeah, if you ever are around Julian and he just talks about sneakers, immediately call 911. It's an emergency.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot has grown to a staggering $1.3 billion. There were 10 tickets that hit for $1 million each, sold in California, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, two in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. So the next drawing is tomorrow. And if you match all the numbers and go with the cash option, you are walking away with nearly $600 million. The odds of that happening are 1 in 292.2 million. So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance.
I bought Powerball tickets when I was in California over the weekend. And one night we won $5. And I was like, ooh, we're going to use this to buy more Powerball tickets. So we bought more yesterday, but didn't get it, obviously. I was very bummed. But I think we're going to go to State Line and grab some more Powerball tickets. This is just too big to pass up, you know?
I think this is your big moment. What would you do if you won any of this money? Like a good portion of this Mercedes. What would be the first thing you would buy?
I wouldn't buy anything. I would buy plane tickets. I would travel. I would go all around the world. That's all I want to do is just travel and see places and stuff like that. How about you?
I think I'd buy an island. I don't know where the island would be, but an affordable island.
And what would you do on that island?
Absolutely nothing. Probably lay out, tan, and just know the fact that I have this island. And you could visit.
Is there like stuff on this island? Is it a desert island? Is it already an established island? Tell me more here.
Yeah, I haven't thought that far. It's a barren island. It would have me. It would have probably the basic necessities. It would be my time to get away. Just knowing the fact that you have an island on your own and you can do whatever you want with it, I think that is power. That is powerful.
There you go. It's going to be a big one. So again, $1.3 billion. So definitely run and buy your tickets now while you can. Also this morning, a new poll has found the events we're most likely to arrive for. And shocker, work did not make the list. Are you an early person, an on-time person, or a late person?
I think it depends on what it is. If it's something really important, like a job interview or whatnot, I would say on time. But, I mean, I'm kind of lax when it comes to a lot of things. How about you?
I'd say I'm an early person, but I didn't used to be. I used to be a late person. And I started being on the receiving end of the late people, it really drove me crazy. And I realized that if I was making someone feel like that, then that was bad on me. So now I tried to get there early. And now the motto is, if you're on time, you're late. You know, you got to be early when you get somewhere.
Okay, I like that. Is that that's for everything? That's a hangout, a lunch with a friend, something business related. That is a blanket
for
that's
me.
Everything.
I try to be early for everything. But the top spot here on this survey went to job interviews. 87% of people said that they would get there early for a job interview. Concerts are next at 80%, followed by sporting events, movies, and then weddings. A lot of people will also show up early for things like church, dates, video calls. That's something I will never show up early for, is video call. I don't want to be the first one on there, just sitting there, especially with one other person and having to do the small talk. I will come in like 30 seconds late on that just so I don't have to do all that awkwardness. But the one thing we actively avoid being early for is parties. A third of us will get there early, 34% get there right on time, and 31% prefer that grand, fashionably late entrance.
Yeah, I'm kind of like mid, in between. Just a little bit, not too early, not too late. Because who wants to be the first one? You know, who wants to be the first one at the party when the party hasn't even started?
Exactly.
How about you?
Yeah, like I just said, just early. Finally, this morning, dictionary.com, they have added more than 1,200 new words and terms this year. Few highlights: coffee badging. Have you heard of the term coffee badging before?
I have, but I don't know what it means. Oh. I'd love to know.
It means when you show up to the office long enough to swipe your badge and grab a coffee before heading home to work. That's pretty much all you do. Then there's congestion pricing, which New York has tried to cut down on traffic. So I don't really understand what congestion pricing is. It's just when there's a lot, the more people, the more prices go up. Sane wash is basically someone trying to spin something as normal when it's actually insane. And kiss cam, they officially defined kiss cam, which we all know can either make your night or end your relationship at a Coldplay concert for the most part. So there you go. That's what's going on.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's go. We got Kyle. He is caller 20. Yeah. What's up, Kyle?
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning? You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I'm ready,
All
yeah.
right, let's do it. A $450 diamond pendant up for grabs just for you. When you guess the song and artist faster than I can. Let's do it. I'm going to leave the studio now, Kyle, and leave it up to you. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck. I'll see you in a few. Bye.
All right. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing. Kyle, I'm going to break down the rules for you. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "got it," we stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Sound good, Kyle?
Sound good.
Let's do it. Beat Mercedes, and that sound starts now.
There's a place. Got it.
Got it? Okay. What you got, Kyle?
Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Okay. Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card. Let's bring in Mercedes. Mercedes. By the way, I hear you work at Gate Access?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a guess and say, is that like garage doors? It's just a guess.
It could be. We mostly do residential.
Okay, I'll take that. Not bad.
Like
not bad.
Community gate.
Okay, cool. I believe Mercedes is making her way in. Mercedes, how are you?
I am back.
Okay, are you ready? Shake it all out?
Yes, I am ready to go. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it. Beat Mercedes starts now.
Oh, got it. Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card.
Wow, you are so fast. Steph, with the official scores.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 2.5 seconds, and you are correct. Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card. Kyle also got Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card, but stopped the clock at 8.7 seconds.
Love this song. This is a good song for us to both get correct, but I was able to get it a little faster. I don't know what I'm more excited about. I'm not that excited about winning. I'm more excited that we get to play this song because I need it on a Tuesday morning. Kyle, thank you. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. In just about 10 minutes from right now, your tickets to Disneyland. We've got your 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Don't go anywhere. Back from the long Labor Day weekend, Steph and I were both in San Diego this weekend. I was there moving my daughter back to school. You were there visiting your family. And I have to say, Steph, I appreciate that water good.
Taking a sip. So.
I like all of a sudden I hear slurp.
You have the most incredible ears.
Well, your mic is on. Just be aware
okay,
of that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it was funny because I wanted to text you over vacation stuff, but I didn't want to text you because I know like, hey, everybody needs a break. But I really appreciate you answering my text over the weekend because I didn't want to bother you, but I really needed your advice.
Are you kidding me? When you texted me, I felt so like you needed me.
I felt I did.
I felt needed. I also felt like a San Diego insider professional at the same time. Like there was this part of me like, wow, Mercedes really asked me this question.
Oh, tell everyone what I texted you about.
So you
it was very important business. So
you texted me and it was like what, Friday around like 5 p.m. And she says, where should we go for Mexican food tonight?
San Diego. I know you're my Mexican food expert in San Diego. I knew it.
When you texted me that, my heart, it lit up. It felt like the angels were opening up the heavens. Like, oh my God, I would absolutely be honored to tell you.
Oh, really?
To where to go to Mexican food tonight. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
My husband loves to go to the same place in San Diego. And hey, no shade. It's great. Miguel's. He loves that place. It's like a chain. They're all over the place. I was like, let's go somewhere different.
Yes.
Like, we always go there. So I was like, I'm going to text Steph and find out where she would go.
Mm-hmm.
And you responded immediately.
And I said, all right, Mercedes, are you looking for a taco shop or casual dining? Like, I sound expert. Don't I sound professional?
You do. This is like a part-time job for you. This could be, yes.
Thank
you. Sound
you.
Like a professional.
So when you responded with, you know, my family wants to go to Miguel's, I went,
just like that.
I said, basic. You guys are not going to Miguel's tonight. So I said, you guys have to go to Cafe Coyote. It's in Old Town. And I think you guys have been to a restaurant next door. Did you guys end up going to Cafe Coyote?
So here's the thing. I was like, okay, Steph gave me a recommendation. It's a surprise where we're going. So we go to Old Town and we walk up. We get out of the car and Sophie goes, as long as it's not Coyote Cafe, I'm good.
What?
And I was like, I look at her and I'm like, why? And she's like, I went to that place before and I didn't like it. And I was like, well, that's where we're going to go.
Why doesn't Sophie like Cafe Coyote?
She said she didn't like it. She's like, I went there with my friends. I didn't like it. I was like, oh, and I was like, I was going to say, well, too bad we're going to go, but it was packed.
Okay.
And so then my husband's like, let's go to Old Town Mexican Cafe, which is right next door. We walked there and walked right in. But I still want to go there.
Oh.
I still want to go there. I appreciated the recommendation.
Yes. And when you know something is packed, you know that it's good.
Yeah. There was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. They were all out on the patio and stuff. But does anyone have like, are you the go-to recommendation person for something, whether it's in your city or what are you the expert on that people always come to you for advice on? 702-364-9400. Does anyone, are you like that with anything?
Absolutely. I would say shoes. Everyone will ask me, doesn't matter what they do. All my friends will ask me, hey, where do I get some cool shoes? And yeah, I'm definitely the guy. I research everything. Before I moved here, before I moved to Mercedes, I already researched all the shoe stores, the retail stores, the stores that do consignment, that do trade-ins. So I pretty much have everything down to a map. So I'll ask everyone questions like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a deal? What kind of shoes are you looking for exactly? Different models, things like that. And I can steer them the right way. I even have like different social media handles and websites that I can steer people to as well. And that'll be kind of like the backup as well.
You're like the sneaker guy. Do you think that, I know you've talked sneakers with my husband, do you think you're more knowledgeable or less knowledgeable than him? Because I want to go to the right place for the sneaker advice.
Yes, Matt's really smart when it comes to the history of shoes, like the models. My history is limited, I'll be honest, but I know where to go for certain reasons for the deals. Like if you're looking for deals or a specific type of shoe, I know where your best chance and what store is going to match that. But when it comes to history, Matt is very knowledgeable. I remember chatting with him. He knows a lot.
What about for Las Vegas, like hole in the wall, unheard of restaurants that are off the beaten path, I have my expert, and that is Ramon. Ramon,
yeah.
Ramon is born and raised Las Vegas. He is a true native. And Ramon, I never would have heard of that corn dog stand if it wasn't for you. Like, you know all the like hidden gems.
There's one that everyone should try, and it's called Hamburger Hut. It's in a terrible spot of town. In North Las Vegas.
Hamburger Hut, okay.
I'm literally writing this down. You're my go-to,
Cheyenne and Civic Center. Oh, my God. Hole in the wall. Probably not going to find parking next to shady apartments, but very delicious.
It's got a lot of stars, Ramona. It looks good.
Okay, I'm looking at the front of the restaurant, and it could use some work.
Oh, for sure. It looks terrible. You can't sit inside, so you're going to have to take it to go, which is probably a good thing, but very delicious.
I'm telling you, I find out about the best things. Okay, so I got the corn dog place. We got Hamburger Hut. Give us one more, Ramon. Give us one more hidden gem that all of Las Vegas is going to be talking about tomorrow.
There is a food truck on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Bonanza in front of a tire shop. Delicious. It's tacos, I believe.
You don't know the name of it. You just know where it's at.
Correct. And the line starts like on the street, the line of cars. It's a corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Bonanza. It's right next to downtown. So after a night of drinking downtown.
Ramon, is this all day? Like the line of cars? That's no, all day? Just during the evening?
Just during the evening.
Okay, we got to go there after the... Okay.
You had me in front of a tire shop.
Tire shop, yep.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are getting inundated by texts here at 702-364-9400. We are talking about locals' recommendations. Who's your go-to? And I said my go-to on any like hidden gems in Las Vegas is always Ramon. Ramon, born and raised in Vegas. You know the spots. And we're getting a ton of texts. Ramon, Hamburger Hut is somewhere that you mentioned. People are agreeing with you, saying like that place is a gem. The taco stand on Bonanza that you were talking about. Does
yes.
Casa del Sabor mean
is that
the name of it? Someone said that might be the name of it.
Maybe.
And then we talked about the corn dog place that you recommended to me weeks ago. And this is a food truck. Everybody wants to know what's the deal with the corn dog place.
Yeah, so you gotta follow them on Instagram, World's Best Corn Dogs LV. They'll release their weekly schedule. They're in different parts of town every day. They haven't released their schedule this week yet, probably because yesterday was Labor Day. But yeah, they live up to their name. World's Best Corn Dogs, hands down.
Better than the ones at Disneyland.
Oh, those are so overrated, yes.
No, they're the best!
No, we love corn dogs at Disneyland.
Well, try these and then get back to me.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Disneyland, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And yes, we have your four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Not only will you win these tickets, but you're going to qualify for a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with upgraded three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20 right now, you get to face the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to the happiest place on earth. Caller 20 is playing the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Zoe, your caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, I am.
All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and you are going to Disneyland. We have a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Take a deep breath, Zoe. You ready?
Yeah, I have my husband with me. We're going to work together.
Okay, what's your husband's name?
Owen
and Zoe, we got this. Just scream out the answer if either one of you know, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Zoe and Owen, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong. And if we have time at the end, we'll go back to that question, okay? And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the name of the small fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. Who is the host of the cooking competition of Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. Which Disneyland ride has Madame Leota's seance room?
Madame Leota's. Skip.
How many days are in a leap year?
366.
Yes, Thumper is a rabbit in which Disney movie?
Thumper. Skip.
What rapper is on the song California Girls by Katy Perry?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, what TV show tells people to come on down?
Come on down. Skip.
What 2004 movie is associated with the t-shirt Vote for Pedro?
Napoleon.
Yes, the song We Don't Talk About Bruno is from which Disney movie?
Encanto.
Yes, The Wizard of Oz is currently playing at what Las Vegas venue?
Here.
Yes, what Disney ride has Madame Leota's seance room?
Madame Leota. Can I do Thumper?
No.
Oh. You could have done Thumper. I honestly, if you would have said Thumper, I would have probably taken it, but we still needed that one. I'm sorry. That is the Haunted Mansion. Madame Leona's seance room is in the Haunted Mansion ride. And the Thumper is the rabbit in which Disney movie? Bambi is the answer. I have a feeling you knew that, Zoe. I'm so sorry, guys. That means we did not get a winner on the Mega Minute here, but it still could be your lucky day because caller 20 right now, you are going to get the tickets for 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you're going to qualify for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of their hotels and upgraded tickets. Caller 20 right now, you get them. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We are easing into a short week thanks to Labor Day. And apparently most Americans think that this should be the norm. A new survey found 69% of workers say they could get everything done in 4 days instead of 5. Millennials are the most on board at 75%. Followed by Gen Z and Gen X. Boomers, not so much, with less than half saying they'd want to switch. And if we actually got to pick our day off, Friday is the runaway winner with 55%. Monday came in second with 24%, which means Tuesday through Thursday, they're not getting any love at all on this one.
Which day would you choose? Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc.?
I would take Monday. I like having the Monday off. I feel like there's just in my mind a stigma associated with Mondays where I'm always just like, ugh. But Tuesdays don't seem so bad. Fridays, I like Fridays. I wouldn't want to miss out on the Friday vibe. It's a fun vibe.
I'm with you. I love that explanation. With the 4-day work week, I would think it depends on the industry, right? Like we work in radio, we got to work 5 days a week. So I don't think that would really, that really wouldn't affect us. But I can see how a 4-day work week, hey, you know, if it doesn't affect the company's bottom line, I'm like, you know, try it. I'm for it. What do you think?
I think that any industry can implement it. If you get all the work done, then do it. Like if you can condense what you do in 5 days into 4 days, I think it helps everyone and benefits everyone. Even in our industry, I mean, there's radio shows that are literally on at the same time as us right now that are completely pre-recorded the day before. So we could easily record a show and pretend that it is live and just go about our business.
No shade here, though.
No shade. I'm not saying anything. You do you. You do what's convenient for you. I get it. Like, I'm not throwing shade at all. I'm just saying that we could definitely do a 4-day work week around here.
This is just conversation, right? This is not an idea. Just conversation.
Oh, do you want to work 5 days?
Bad joke. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But also this morning, big day for music fans. I don't know if you guys heard it out, but Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend, came out on Friday. She went on CBS Mornings and made it clear. She says this album is not for the pearl clutchers, but she did say even the pearl clutchers could sneak a listen and probably find something that makes them smirk. Did either of you guys listen to the album?
I've been having the album, haven't heard the whole thing, but partially, and it is really, really good. But I don't even know what pearl clutchers, what does that even mean?
So you've listened to parts of the album. What's any songs stick out or anything that any running themes that you've noticed so far in it?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely referring to her ex. We almost broke up again last night. That's really good. Sugar Talking. I've heard the first six and I see where you're going with this. I hear it. But it's so good. Like, it's so good that sometimes I'm not even listening to the lyrics, just the melodies alone.
Well, it's dirty.
Yeah, no, I got that.
It's really dirty. Like, and I wasn't clutching my pearls or anything, but I was like, oh my, okay. I just was like, whoa. If you didn't hear it, here's the lead single off of the album. It's called Tears. So I think that the album sounds great. I do enjoy it, but yeah, it's very sexual in nature for sure. What do you think, Steph?
I listened to the whole thing. I think I listened to the album twice on the way to San Diego, and I really liked the 70s disco fun vibe.
Yeah.
I also liked that she kind of hinted how this vibe would be on her album from Lollapalooza. So if you notice the Lollapalooza set that she had, it was like that Earth, Wind, and Fire vibe, mm-hmm. or just like that fun vibe. My favorite song, though, is Goodbye. And there's a part of Goodbye where I forget what the lyrics are, but she's singing like from France, au revoir, ta-ta. And she pays homage to like different countries and says like sayonara, adios. I think that that's cute how she plays on little words from different cultures.
She's very witty. Her double talk, like her wordplay is so creative. I'm really impressed with that. But yeah, there's a lot of innuendo in that too. So if you are looking for Safe and Polite, this is probably not it. You may want to just stream Taylor instead on something like that. Finally, this morning, today is officially Telephone Tuesday, which is supposedly the busiest day of phone calls all year long. The Tuesday after Labor Day is when businesses get slammed, since everyone's back from a long weekend, kids are back in school, adults are suddenly remembering all those to-do list items that they've been ignoring since June. The only problem is good luck reaching a human. More companies are pushing us to automated menus and AI chats. A new poll says 77% of people still believe phone calls are the fastest way to get answers, but only if you survive the endless hold music on that.
I feel like every day for me personally is the top day for phone calls. I'll make a phone call to, like, for example, the company's insurance company, and I know what you're saying with the automation. They make it really difficult to talk to somebody live, but I will dig deep, and I will just continue hitting all the different prompts until I get somebody live.
That's, yeah, but if I have to yell representative more than 50 times, then I'm done. Like, yeah. That's all, representative. And then I'm like, am I not enunciating? And they're like, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Representative. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, so I take it you're not a big phone call person.
I don't like talking on the phone. I will avoid it at all costs if I can. But I do understand, yeah, sometimes you do have to talk to a human being on certain things, but it's near impossible to actually track one down.
Yeah, I get it. Patience. Patience is key when it comes to situations like this, especially when it comes to today. So, yeah, shout out to anyone that works in customer service for sure.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, I am dying. Oh, Steph says she saw something at someone's house over the weekend that made you say, nope, not eating here. I am intrigued. What happened?
Yeah, so I was back home in San Diego this past weekend, and my dad, he just had heart surgery, so I wanted to spend time with him, but I told him, do not worry about me staying at your house. You need to recover. I will stay at my other family member's house. And this family member just got cats. And I've never stayed with anyone that has cats before. I've stayed with dogs. You know, I'm a dog lover. And I think cats are cute. Would I own one? No.
Are you allergic to cats?
I was allergic to cats, but I found out this weekend I wasn't. So I don't know what it is.
So you didn't have any issues like with being around the cats themselves?
Correct. Allergies were fine, except When these cats did something, I said, never mind. I'm good. I don't know if I could stay here again. So my family member on Saturday morning, or it was Sunday morning, made breakfast for us. And I'm like, oh, nice. You know, it's nice to be with family. We're eating some bacon and toast. And I noticed on the kitchen island, there were towels on top of it. And I went to go sit down and start eating. When I realized the reason why these towels were on the kitchen island was because the cats jump on them. And my family member wanted those towels for comfort for them so they could just lounge and sit there.
On the, wait, on there? On the counters?
On the counters, okay? So I sit down. I have my breakfast on the towel. And I'm like, I don't know why the towel's here. Shortly did I find out while eating, the towels are for the cats because one of the cats is jumping on it and just sitting there watching me eat my breakfast. I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm putting two and two together. The cats are jumping on the counters. They also jump on the TV trays because I saw the other cat jump on a TV tray. These cats jump everywhere. I mean, cat hair flying, paw prints everywhere. And this family member is usually very clean. But now that these cats have come into the picture, I'm like, I can't, I don't know if I can eat here. I don't know. Sitting down, lounging with cats is one thing, but eating next to cat hair and cats and paws, I'm good.
Did you say anything to them? Did you say like, hey, do you want to take care of the cats? Or did you mention it?
I didn't mention it, but just to let you know, when they offered me another meal there, I just made a lie. I was like, oh no, I'm meeting up with a friend for dinner. I ended up just going somewhere by myself to eat. I couldn't do it anymore.
Should have offered the meal to me. I would have eaten it.
No.
You would have eaten it with the cats all over?
Ah! Steph, was it really that bad?
Oh, yeah. The cat,
was it really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, just think about all the cat hair. I don't know when the last time someone took that cat took a bath. I don't know. Because my dog, they're very clean, doesn't go on counters. I think that's a different scenario, don't you think?
To me, that's a no-go. The exact same thing happened to me. I was at a friend's house. They were having a party, and I will never forget. They had like a buffet set out, and literally the cat was just sitting there on the counter like it was the maitre d' of the table. Like,
oh,
just watching everyone. And I remember seeing it, and I wasn't trying to be mean, but I was like trying to kind of shoo it away. And Mr. Whiskers was not moving. He was just, I don't even know if that was his name, but he was not moving. And he was just sitting there. I remember he took his paw and he started licking it. Like, this is his spot. And so I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to pass. So they're like, are you going to eat? I'm like, no, my stomach's not feeling good. I'm good. And then someone else said something and she's like, what's up with your cat on the counter? And I remember the owner goes, this is his castle and he goes where he wants. And I was like, okay, yeah, we're good here. I feel like if it's one thing if you're at home without guests and you let your cat or dog go wherever, but when guests are there, I feel like you should kind of not let them be near the food. Is that asking too much?
No, it's not asking too much. I understand where you're coming from, but I will ask you this. Did the cat, the maitre d', if you will, did the cat, you did not literally see the cat put its paws or anything into the food, correct?
No, but I could see like cat hair around him.
Oh.
Not a ton, but I saw like a couple of pieces. So it made me question if there was any in the food. I didn't see any, but I thought about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I would have eaten a plate.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you would have eaten a plate of cat hair. If you saw
it. It's not cat hair, guys. It's a plate and potentially, but it's okay. You're not gonna die. It's fine.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. If I saw cats on counters and knowing that those people where they prepare their food, that's just disgusting to me.
I don't think you know. If a cat put its paw, I'm just saying hypothetically, into like a plate of food, I don't even think you ladies would even know.
Do you put your feet on your coffee table at your house with your shoes on?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you let Garfield double dip in this artichoke dip. Like, you're okay with that.
I mean, certain instances, I don't want to be rude, Mercedes. I don't want to be rude if I'm invited to someone's house and they made all this food. I'm also thinking of them.
I just feel like the standard is a little different. Shannon, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, Mercedes. I just wanted to share a fun fact with you guys. Every 7 years, your taste buds regenerate. every 7 years, your allergies regenerate. So you drop the ones that you're immune to, and then you gain new ones.
So you used to be allergic to cats, but now you're not. Your allergies regenerated.
That is insane. Yes. I didn't know that, Shannon, but how can you explain the sunflower season, the seasonal allergies? How about that?
Well, I don't know. I don't have all the answers yet. I'm searching.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, so you're not allergic to cats, but you're allergic to cats on counters. Now.
Yes, I am.
I'm telling you that would be a no for me. If your cat's curled up on the by the fruit bowl and you're still handing me an apple, I'm like,
you feel nervous.
No. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Something kind of weird happened over the weekend, and this has happened to me before. Steph, I feel like you kind of led me in this direction, which was weird because I asked you for a recommendation for a Mexican restaurant in San Diego this weekend. And after you gave me your recommendation, you said, oh, and there's a crystal shop behind it that you should go check out, which I thought was really weird that you mentioned that because... Did you know that lately I've been back into my crystals, or why did you say that?
I have no idea you were getting back into your crystals, but I knew you were a huge lover of crystals. I knew that you talked about them a lot, and I thought about that place, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, Cafe Coyote. And then another selling point was like, plus there's a crystal store in the back. Yeah, like that.
So after we had dinner, we went there, and Julian, are you familiar with crystals at all? Do you understand them at all, or should I explain?
Not so much. Please explain. I'm definitely curious though.
Oh, so they say that certain crystals have properties that can change your either body composition or how you're feeling. Some crystals are good for anxiety. Other crystals are good for manifesting money in your life, things like that. And so lately I've been having a lot of anxiety, just a big buildup of anxiety in my chest. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start wearing some of my crystals again. Maybe that's going to help me. And so I'm wearing some on my wrist right now. I've got some crystals there, and one is for happiness and one is for protection. And so I just have been wearing them. So when you said that, Steph, I was very intrigued because not only have I started wearing them again, but there's one specific crystal that keeps haunting me. And the lady at the crystal shop said something to me that really freaked me out. So has anyone ever heard of moldavite?
No, but it sounds cool.
Have you heard of it, Steph?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You have? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So lately, my Instagram and TikTok feeds have been showing me a bunch of videos about moldavite. And I first learned about it years ago when a friend told me about it. And I was really intrigued because... this is this deep green colored crystal that is literally known for shaking up your life. It's going to get rid of everything that is bad and not serving you. And it may be things that you like, but they're not serving you, and it'll get rid of it. And it just brings about massive change and transformation, whether you're ready for it or not. It's supposed to be a very powerful crystal. And so the first time I ever came across it was here in Las Vegas. I went to a crystal shop. I asked if I could see it. And the second I touched it, I felt something shoot up my arm. I swear, you guys, I'm not a crazy person. I felt it kind of was an electrical jolt. And then my fingers started tingling. And I put it down. I was like, oh no, I don't think this is for me. And the guy was like, it's really powerful. It's called a tektite. And it was formed in Czechoslovakia when this meteorite hit the ground. And that's where it comes from. It's very powerful. So I go to this crystal shop, and I'm drawn to the moldavite again. And I asked the lady, I'm like, you guys have moldavite? And she's like, I do. And
how was her face, though, when you said that?
Just like I looked at you, she goes, I do. And
shocked.
Her eyes got big. Oh. And she's like, what you looking for, girl? So has anyone had any experience with this before? Because she's like, what are you looking to do? And I was like, well, I've just been kind of having a lot of anxiety, a lot of issues lately. And she goes, this is not the one for you then. And I was like, oh yeah. She goes, I would recommend something else. She's like, this is really powerful. And so Matt's all like, what's this all about?
He's
like,
what's this all about?
And so he's like, I want to touch it. And she's like, are you sure? And he's like, well, maybe not. It was one of those things. So is moldavite trying to chase me down again? Or they say that when it when it finds you, it finds you for a reason. I keep feeling like it keeps trying to pull me in, and it scares me. Like, that's the thing. Like, have you ever had an experience with an object? Maybe it was a crystal. Maybe it was just a purchase that gave you like such strong vibes, either good or bad, that you couldn't ignore it. Because she ended up just sitting down with me and saying, hey, look, like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't think this is the right thing for you right now. I would recommend this or this, but this is really powerful, and I feel like this would kind of turn things upside down for you. And so I didn't end up going with it.
Can I just ask real quick, when you felt that shock, are you sure it wasn't like just static?
Maybe it was. It could have been.
Okay. Wow. I don't know if I felt anything that deep, but I definitely feel good vibes with, y'all ever go to a Chinese restaurant? You feel, you see those Chinese Buddhas with the big bellies?
Yeah.
So every time I go to this restaurant, I see a big giant statue, and for some reason, maybe he's smiling. I feel like he's smiling at me. It makes me feel good. I get good vibes after, you know, off of it. I never felt like a shock or like a, you know, like a sign, but it just inherently just made me feel good. So I got one of my own. Not that big. I got a mini one. So I have it right on my dresser drawer. And every time I go to sleep, I'll just look at it. Instantly puts me in a good mood. Sometimes I'll even talk to it. Sometimes I'll even say, you doing okay, buddy? And I feel like he's talking back at me saying, yeah, Julian, I'm good. I hope you have a good night.
That's your good vibes crystal, so to speak. Is it made out of jade?
That's a great question. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you, but I'll let you know tomorrow. But I will share with you that it's an instance. It just puts me in a good mood. It really does. Yeah.
Do you have you ever had an experience like that, Steph, before?
I have, but I'm still, I don't know what's speaking to me, Mercedes, about this Moldavite, and maybe I'm speaking through the spirits or whatever, but I think that Moldavite might be a good change for you.
No, this lady was like, no, she's like, it's going to turn everything upside down.
There's something that's telling you that it's gravitating to you for a reason, if it's coming back into your life, but I feel like I need to warn you, like, it might pull a rug underneath your feet if you end up deciding to do the Moldavite.
I think I'm not ready for it. Mentally, I'm not there. Victoria, hey, good morning. Have you ever had an experience with an object or something that just gave you like good or bad vibes?
Bad vibes. So one of my clients went to him and brought something home with her and it attached to me. And then the next thing I know, I've got a ghost in my house.
It attached to it, and so you had to deal with the ghost. What happened?
So it burnt my son's face, and it scratched my husband in his sleep.
Whoa.
And I've got videos of everything.
Oh, my gosh. How did you get rid of it, or is it still there?
So I have to call that bag in, and they told me to go to Psychic Eye, buy holy water and purple sage.
I've seen that store several times. I've driven by it all the time. Psychic Eye. Yeah. So did that work?
It took 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh,
did you do it every day, like cleansing? Or how did it, what was the process like?
Every day, the windows open, sage, holy water, and say, please leave this house. We don't like you here. You have to go somewhere else.
My goodness.
And the ghost is like a squatter. It's like takes 3 weeks to get out of there. Oh my gosh, Victoria, that is terrifying. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Mercedes?
Good.
How are you doing, team?
We're great. We're talking about things that kind of gave you good vibes or bad vibes. Did you have something like that?
Well, I was actually calling about the Moldavite that you're talking about. You know, the person at the store is asking you, telling you you should stay away from her. But I do agree that, that when the crystal comes to you, it's actually for your good. It's trying to shake things up, but it's in a good way.
I wonder why I'm being drawn to it. You know, I just see all these videos of people who bring this into their life and then they are crying. They're like, yeah. I wasn't prepared for this.
But you're going to come out of it a better person. Do it. Should I buy it for you as a gift?
No. I'm too scared.
I'm going to make it personalized. Moldavite for Mercedes.
Too intense.
M&M.
Maybe I'll stick with Julian's Buddha instead.
Might be easier that way.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. And we've got a really cool prize for you this morning. We've got a family four-pack of pogo passes for 2025. What's a pogo pass? Well, you can just bounce around from one attraction to the next. One pass gets you access to local attractions like Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, Uptown Jungle Fun Park. Plus, you can get access to games like the Aviators, the Las Vegas Lights, the Vegas Nighthawks. It's very cool. We've got four of these pogo passes for you right now with Heads Up. Just pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the passes are yours. Caller 20 play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Roxanne, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. We want to get you a four-pack of these pogo passes. This is so cool. Gets you all around town, bouncing around places like Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, so much more. So let's pick a category. Do you want to go with diaper duty, 401k, career day, or skin deep?
Oh my gosh. Let's try career day.
Career day. It is Labor Day, obviously Monday. So these are all different types of jobs, okay?
Okay.
Different jobs that people can have. We just need to get six in 60 seconds and you will win. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Roxanne, you got this. Heads up and 60 seconds starts now.
Okay, this is the person at the head of the class.
A teacher?
Yes. This is someone who will diagnose your illness.
Doctor.
Yes. This is someone who builds like buildings or works on the road.
Construction worker?
Yes, yes. This is a person that fixes your car.
McCann.
Yes. This is the person that says guilty or not guilty.
Judge.
Yes. This is someone who works in like a lab with test tubes.
Scientist?
Yes. Wow.
Easy.
Roxanne, you are amazing, man. I mean, we had so much time left on the clock. We could have played a whole new round and you would have been just fine. Great job. Just got yourself a four pack of these really cool pogo passes. Bounce around from different attractions. You can go to different games like the Las Vegas Aviators, the Lights, Discovery Children's Museum. It's really cool. You just got a four pack of them. Congratulations. And we're going to have these tickets all week long for you with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you keep it here. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, which means the jackpot is now sitting at a jaw-dropping $1.3 billion. 10 people did walk away millionaires, though, with winning tickets sold in California, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, two of them in New Jersey, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The next drawing is tomorrow night, and if you match all the right numbers and go with the cash option, you could be nearly $600 million richer. The odds of winning, of course, are 1 in 292.2 million, which means you've got about the same shot as finding a parking spot at Costco on a Saturday, basically.
This is your calling, Mercedes. I feel like this is your time.
Oh, really? What makes you say that?
I feel like I just have a vibe. I have a good vibe that you might actually win something. You could. You got some tickets, right?
Well, not for this drawing. I did. Your vibes were off on the last two drawings. Oh. I won $5 on one, which I'll take it. But yeah, you got to play to win. And unless I go down to state line, I'm not going to win on this one. But that mean, man, winning that would be absolutely huge. I mean, that is life changing. I came across a couple of TikToks where lawyers were saying, like, what do you need to do if you win the Powerball? And it was really interesting. They were basically like, number one, do not sign your ticket, because you got to figure out what the laws are in your state as far as claiming it anonymously. Number two, do not tell a single person that you won. No one, because people will crawl out of the woodwork, not just to ask you for money, but they'll find reasons to sue you. so that they can get some of your money. Like, it was really, really interesting stuff.
That's good to know. So we would never know. Did they say anything about, like, the tax implications?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's lots of taxes. Yeah, lots of taxes for sure. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, man. Her next album isn't even out yet, and it is already breaking Spotify records. The Life of a Showgirl has become the most pre-saved album count, like, ever in Spotify history. So it, on the countdown page in Spotify, they have the numbers, and the record was previously set by her own Tortured Poets department, but the countdown page, it even comes with an exclusive playlist that's called And Baby That's Show Business For You, which she put together. It features 22 songs produced by her longtime collaborators Max Martin and Shell Back. The new album officially drops on October 3rd, 12 fresh tracks also produced by Martin and Shell Back. So yes, Taylor just broke a record with something that technically doesn't even exist yet.
I think to myself, what has she not done? Like, she's a literal superhuman. Like, and she set the bar so high. So now I'm thinking, I just wonder if she feels that pressure, you know, the next record she needs to, that she needs to break, just because, I mean, look at this. The album's not even out yet. She's already breaking Spotify records. I just wonder what kind of pressure she feels, you know?
Yeah, I think she's doing pretty well. We'll see, though. I think that, you know, so many people are looking forward to this, just looking at the track list. Myself, as an eldest daughter, cannot wait to hear the track Eldest Daughter. I cannot wait to hear that. I feel like I'm going to, like, cry incessantly when that comes out. But it's just, it's going to be huge. So, yeah, October 3rd for that one. Finally, this morning, a new poll found if you are under 30 years old, you probably suck at reading old school clocks. 95% of boomers can look at an analog clock and instantly know the time. But when it comes to Gen Z, only 43% can do the same. Almost half of them need a few seconds to try to figure it out. And 6% admit they're not even sure what an analog clock is. Of course, most younger people just kind of check their phone for the time. But old-fashioned clocks are not going away. Over half of Americans still have an alarm clock. 54% have a wall clock, and 11% have a grandfather clock. 7% of us are still rocking a pocket watch. Respect if you are one of those people. Respect.
Can you read a clock? I assume you can, yeah?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just did it just a second ago, and I can read it, but it actually took me a second, and I'm over 30. And I don't know what that says about me. But I will say, even like the younger generation, can't really blame them. They didn't grow up on clocks. Then I can't really expect them. Can't really expect them to be able to read a clock. So
yeah,
I get that.
I think it's up to the parents too to say, hey, like, you're going to learn how to read a clock. This is the clock. Learn how to read it. But yeah. I also think that we're not giving Gen Z enough credit. I think they're a lot smarter than sometimes we give them credit for. I know, like, my daughter, she asked me the other day, for her birthday next year, she wants a watch, like, not an Apple Watch, a regular watch with, like, the hands and stuff. And I was like, really? You've been wearing an Apple Watch for as long as I can remember. She's like, I just like the look of a classic regular wristwatch, and that's what I want. So, and then a lot of them are using cameras now instead of their phones. So I really feel like they're kind of reverting back to older kinds of things and that sense of nostalgia, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Wearing something on your wrist, I get the nostalgic vibes on that. Now, what if she asked for a grandfather clock?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, right?
Yeah. Cool. I don't think, I don't even know where to begin to find one of those. Yeah, yeah, we'll start with the watch instead. Yeah. That sounds good to me. It's Mix 94.1. There all along. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
Hey, so I'm curious if anyone has ever sold something and you look back and you regretted it, just because, yeah, I was just thinking about this, ladies, over the weekend. You know, I'm a big shoe guy. I'm a big sneaker collector, and I sold a bunch of shoes. We call them bulk. You know, I sold a bunch of shoes in bulk. It was like 16, 17 pairs. I just really am thinking, I'm really regretting the decision, because the value of these shoes are probably a couple thousand dollars, and I literally got probably less than a third of the value after it's all said and done.
How many pairs of shoes did you sell?
17.
And you got like $300?
$500.
Oh, that's half.
No, no. Because each shoe was probably worth a couple hundred dollars.
Oh, but you got half of what you... Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, again, it's probably a couple thousand after it's all said and
done.
Oh,
a couple thousand.
Now,
okay.
I will say this, though. They are older shoes. So someone that is, you know, that someone that's been an OG, someone that's been collecting for a long time would appreciate these shoes. I don't know if someone, you know, let's say a kid that's looking for the hottest Jordans might not appreciate it. So maybe that's the one caveat. But... I mean, at the end of the day, a loss is a loss, right?
Are they worth that much in your opinion, or what is, because it's all about market value, right?
Great question.
So that's the key. Like, do you think they're worth that much? But really, it's like when you go on Pawn Stars and the people go in and they're like, I want $2,000 for that. And they're like, sorry, best we can do is $500. And they're like, no, I want $2,000. And they're like, sorry, it's not what it's worth. Is that what it is? Or do you feel like you really got robbed? Like, this was worth a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's kind of half and half. Like, current market value, probably not so high. But to a collector, they would see the value in it. They would definitely see the same value that I see. So it's kind of depending on the audience, right? You got to get the right person that's been collecting for a long time. Someone that knows Andre Agassi, the tennis player, and he started the whole, you know, Andre Agassi AirTag wave, right? So it's kind of that. I would say it's half and half. But, yeah, you know, honestly, ladies, I probably should have sold it on my own. The more I think about it, it's just maybe I didn't want to put in the time. So,
were you asking, like, if people have ever sold anything and regretted it? What is the thing that you sold that you look back on and you're like, man, I shouldn't have done that? 702-364-9400 is our number. Steph, has that happened to you before?
I remember. Well, we're going to Disneyland in a couple weeks, and I have been on Disneyland TikTok all day. And one video I saw is of a girl wearing a blue denim overall suit and Winnie the Pooh on it. And I remember I had that same exact overalls when I was younger, but I gave it away.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, oh my gosh, that would have been a perfect outfit with my little Winnie the Pooh bucket hat that I want to get. And so now I'm looking back like, when did I give that away? Why did I give that away? So anything Disney related that I get, even when I was like that, I'm getting now, like as merch, I'm going to save that. Because even if I don't fit into it, I want to give it to my kids one day.
What? Who did you give it away to?
I can't remember. That's the thing.
Ask for it back?
Yeah.
I gave it to my cousin. I think I gave it to my cousin. Should I ask for it back even if it doesn't fit me anymore?
Or just say, can I borrow it or something like that? You know
maybe.
What I mean?
Yes.
That's frustrating when you're like, why did I do that? Kelly, hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Have you ever sold something that you look back on and you're like, why did I do that?
I didn't, but my mom did.
What was it?
We had a garage sale on Saturday. I knew everything that was out there, had priced it. Some guy asked for something military. My mom's like, oh, sure, I got these old planes from her husband that passed away. And I had never seen them. And she's like, well, he looked at him and goes, I want them all. And I could hear this on the side of me, and I'm like, wait a minute, what are you doing, Mom? She goes, well, I just have had these in the cupboard for so long, I don't know what to do with them. He can have them. So he bought them for $5 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
He bought 8 of the 10 because I said, no, you're keeping 2 of them here because I have one of my sons is in the Army. I said, you're not selling them, Mom. And I said, do you want me to help you? He's like, no, I got it. He ran out of there so fast. So then I started looking at my phone. Each one sells for $450 or $500.
Oh my gosh. That kills me. Oh, no. But here's the thing, Kelly. Would you have ever sold them for that? Like, you do have
to. Yes, my son would have.
Okay.
My one son would have, yeah.
You got to put in the work, and you got to find the audience, because they're only worth what someone's actually willing to pay, right?
Yeah, but these are really, really unusual planes. I mean, that are from like the 1940s and
stuff.
Oh,
my heart breaks for you. Like, that hurts.
Worst case, Kelly. Well, she's off, but we could always like ask for them back. Maybe she has the customer's information, ask for them back and explain to them the situation.
Oh yeah. How are we going to track down this guy? How are we going to find this guy? You let us know.
That's the hard part.
Then we can track down your shoes while we're at it. Track down Steph's overalls while we're at it. Let's just track him down and ask everyone nicely for them back. It's Mix 94.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.